New live album, and you've got a friend. I'm here live from the Museum of London, and I spent some time before we went on air looking around at the extraordinary array of new exhibits. I say new, some of them are old. There's an 18th century prison cell, there's the wonderful lift that originally graced Selfridges, there's a recreation of the pleasure gardens of Vauxhall, but there's also a very, very contemporary part of the exhibition entitled The London Wall. Very apt, because we're here at London Wall, of course, and the artists behind it are John Thompson and Alison Craighead, who are here now. John and Alison, I was going to say welcome, but
hello.
You must have spent quite a lot of time working here, I guess.
Well, actually, it's just been the last 2 days that we've really inhabited the museum.
Oh, really?
But we're here for the next 10 days, and what we're actually doing is we're pasting up a whole load of messages that people tend to circulate through social networks on the internet, and we're turning them into typeset posters, so that in a way we kind of materialise all this stuff that's going
around. So all this stuff that's kind of flying around in the ether on internet messages or on mobile phones,
exactly,
turns into an exhibition here.
Yeah, it becomes like a collage or a kind of extended poem, but it's only within a 3-mile radius of the museum itself.
Okay, so how do you get them? Are you out there intercepting people's private messages?
Well, it's not private. Twitter is actually a public space,
of course,
number one. But what we're doing is we're searching. If you've got an iPhone or a mobile phone and you've got geotagging, it will log you where you are in the city.
Right.
So we're actually just searching, using those search terms with 3 square miles around this postcode.
And it's these really short messages that people, they're called status updates, or some people describe it as microblogging, where people send very small messages.
But yeah, because these are so often like 5 or 6 words, or at the most a sentence or two, aren't
exactly,
they?
Exactly, yeah. So we take them en masse, and it becomes this big collage across a wall of about 14 by 2 metres.
And do you edit them? Do you, or how do you decide what ones to use and what ones to not? There must be a kind of intervention, if you
like. Well, I think we see ourselves as the filter. So in a way, we're becoming like a machine. We're looking at them and we're spotting the ones that we think are really interesting. I think this morning there has been some great ones. For example, we found out that Martin is okay.
Oh, I'm glad Martin's okay. I was a bit worried about him.
And also that everyone is queuing up to buy an iPad on Regent Street.
but there's also some that are slightly, I mean, not exactly worrying, but there was one about someone that spent the night in a torture chamber or something I saw.
I missed that one.
Oh, yeah, there is, yeah.
That must have been John.
There's definitely some torture.
Oh, someone was having their house sold. It's an auction, I think, and it used to be a mortuary or something.
Yeah, and that's happening today.
Right.
So today there's an auction somewhere where someone's house is being auctioned, and they're slightly concerned because the auction house used to be a morgue.
Good God.
It's wonderful that we can find out this information.
But this is all just there invisibly flowing through the ether, really. And so
you're kind of plucking it out of the air, if you
exactly, and making it very physical. And we're like a kind of clunky cottage industry rather than a kind of swish computer visualisation.
So are you sitting here kind of typing them all up
and
printing them off? Is that
all
how it
manual,
works?
Yeah.
And how long do they last on the wall? How long will any message kind of travel through the wall, if you
Well,
like?
It depends how many posters we can make.
Because
we're just about at the end of the wall now. And then we'll start back at the beginning and paste over.
So it's something of a fourth breach of a...
It is.
Exactly.
It's going to be a fourth...
But we'll
to mix
it
up
twice.
My architectural metaphors, of course.
Exactly.
How long does it run for?
It runs till the 6th of June.
Okay.
And also, as well as us just capturing Twitter tweets, people can text in.
Oh, yep. I see. So they can specifically text in to you. How does that work?
Well, there's a number which they can just text to, which is 07500434409. But also they can, if people use Twitter, they can hashtag a message, MOLWALL.
Right. Because you know I'm not involved in any of this technology. I don't have a mobile phone, so you're not going to capture me.
No, we're not. Well, you're going to be as elusive as ever.
I've got a brick in the wall, I'm very glad to say. I don't know if you know, there's a timeline wall over there.
Yeah, no, I'm
And
sorry.
I've got 1956 is
very
my
good.
Year. I've claimed
really?
1956. It was the year the Two-Eyed Coffee Bar opened and rock and roll started in London.
So but in a way, what's quite interesting about the Twitter stuff and the stuff that we're plucking is that it really is an instantaneous social history that we're then fixing in this typeset form.
What's going to happen to them all when it's finished?
Well, we'll keep them as an archive, and the museum will have them as a folio of prints.
Okay, so they will be kept.
Yeah, and I think it's so wonderful it's happening here at the Museum of London, because this is the home of oral history for Londoners.
Oh, absolutely. Have you had a chance to look around all of the stuff that's been
Yeah, I mean, we're locals and we come here quite regularly. We think it's a fantastic
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought that, but it's just got better, hasn't it?
Yeah, really, we're real fans of the museum, especially the oral history and the social history. industry, because it's something that's often less represented in some of the other institutions.
Yeah, because this is not a museum of the great and the grand, is it really? It's a museum of ordinary Londoners.
Which makes it very special. It's pleasure. Yeah.
Absolutely. So if people want to come along and see the exhibition, it's the London Wall. It's a new artwork that's here until...
Well, it's going to be here, I think, until at least September, later.
Okay.
But we'll
but
be here
until
the 6th of June.
Excellent. So if you want to send your text specifically, give them the address again, or how to do it.
It's 07500434409.
Do that one more time, because I lost it.
07500434409.
And you could find yourself up on the London Wall, but you might anyway, without even knowing it. John Thompson and Alison Craighead, the artists behind the London Wall, thank you very, very much. In a moment, I'm going to be talking to two more artists. This is a little artistic half an hour. We're going to be hearing from the Sing Twins, who've had a painting.